Hello, America. Thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paul. Here is Jeremy.
That's me.
Tabitha.
Hello.
And Kyle.
Hey!
Kyle looks like he's laying down, but like more seductively than usual.
It's very sexy. I got a new headboard. People put on their beds with
something about the backlighting to the window behind you.
There's like a soft glare.
Yeah, dude, it's sexy. So what were you guys saying about me?
Oh, I had asked where you were. I was like, where's Kyle? And Jeremy was like, I don't know. And I said that whenever you're late, I like to imagine us having to like travel through actual internet tubes, and you're just late because you get stuck in yours.
Ah,
that's all.
I was eating. I just didn't see the link.
Yeah, it happens.
I didn't see Jeremy send the link yet. That's why I was late.
What were you eating?
I got some barbecue. I ate some ribs. I ate Marlin's favorite. I had some cornbread.
Okay.
Oh, it was fucking good.
Sounds good as hell.
That dude, he kills it on social media.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He posts the best stuff.
Is he still on Facebook? Did Marlon block me?
Yeah, he must have, dude. He posts all kinds of cool shit all the time.
Really?
Yeah, or maybe he just got out of your algorithm.
He was tagged in a memory, like one of the roast battles, and his name was like not in bold.
He must have deleted you with your ugly ass forehead.
Damn. Wow. Marlon, not just unfriended, blocked. He must have blocked me.
You think so? Is it like you've also had multiple like Facebooks, have you not?
Ah, that's probably
maybe like he doesn't have you because like I don't know. Yeah, because I thought the same thing. I was like, I haven't seen anything from Marlon in a hot second, so I just double checked, and we're definitely still friends. But like, I haven't seen him in any, like anything come up.
No, it just doesn't show up. Like he does, like as though he deactivated it.
Damn. Weird.
Maybe he got suspended for one of the great things he posted.
That could be the case.
Like Marlon, you cannot post a gangbang on the side of the road, Marlon.
Hell yeah, dude, it's awesome.
He's like, just watch me.
The shit that he posts, man. These videos, I'm like, oh, how is this on? I want to share it, but like, I'm still friends with some of my aunts.
Your aunts have seen gangbangs on the side of the road.
Christmas.
That's a real video he shared. That's the funniest part.
I think I remember that one. Unless he's done it more than once. Which is also possible. It's also possible he drew it and they came to life.
I like that one.
That deserved more.
What if Marlon was the kid from that Twilight Zone episode where they all had to be like, "That's good, Georgie. That's real good," and he made them all disappear. He had that kind of like. That power.
Yeah, that's Marlon would just have like Scrippers and cornbread, and that would be life.
I thought when I thought his Facebook was gone, I was like, maybe that was a performance art the whole time, and now he's just gonna disappear. It would be kind of badass if he just like fucking disappeared from everything all of a sudden and just left like a mystery behind him.
Oh, could you imagine that episode of Unsolved Mysteries? Even better. Because I originally thought of, like, because I've been watching a lot of Unsolved Mysteries, and I'm like, man, how can we spin this? And I'm just like, Jeff Davis Unsolved Mystery, definitely, because there's just all these ones that are just like, this random man came into their lives and took $35,000 from them. Have you seen him? But
Cleveland, Ohio.
Robert
man Stack. Spends, a man spends $35,000 in lunches.
Do you guys
that's
you guys
a lot fuck of with boys.
You guys fuck with the app Pluto TV?
Yeah.
Fuck
with it's it. Free. Yeah, yeah. It's got 24/7 Unsolved Mysteries. That's what made me think of it.
Hell yeah.
And it's Baywatch and all kinds of shit. It's completely free.
Yeah, he's Forensics Files too. And I think Cops.
Oh hell yeah.
There's all kinds of dope shit on there. It's just
underrated. Underrated.
I watched Mystery Science Theater all day today.
Yo.
Nice.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Now that Cops has been canceled, so to speak, what's it going to do to all of, like, the things running reruns? They're still going to run those, right?
First 48 was on.
I'm sure, like, an internet app like Pluto TV, like, that's basically pirate streaming shit anyway, so I'm sure they're not beholden to, like, whatever networks are doing.
No, I think people put... I don't even think it's a pirate thing, because they have, like, commercials on there that are...
That's true. I still feel like that's, like... I don't think that they're, like, responsible for, I don't know. I don't think they're going to pull it off of, like, just internet apps. I know, like, Netflix will pull shit and then Hulu, but those are, like, pay subscriptions. Yeah, I would bet reruns are still on. Maybe they'll pull it for a while and then, like, summer.
I guess we'll see. I just know that I have a dear friend in Enid, Oklahoma, who's going to be very upset if there's nowhere for him to watch Cops.
Yeah, well, it's great. It's a great show, but I didn't realize it was still, like, they were still airing new, there were still new Cops. It's been on as long as, like, The Simpsons shit.
You're never going to run out of fresh content.
It's true. Do you think that it's edited in a way to... I mean, it probably has contributed to white America's idea of the ghetto and, like, black people in general. Or do you think they mix up trailer parks enough in it to...
I mean, you got to go to the trailer park.
Yeah. That's what they should do, is, like, Cops, white trash. Cops, meth heads. That's the racial workaround. You just do meth heads. That way, they're going to be white for the most part, and you don't have to state it, you know?
Hmm. Yeah. I just assume there's got to be some black meth heads.
I'm sure, but I feel like it's like black.
I've never met any, but
like it's rare. It's like few and far between. This is not the kind of they just pump certain drugs into certain poor communities.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm even stereotyping. I think I'm more putting it on the government.
Well, I mean, meth is just, it's easier to do in poor communities because it's, you know, easier to manufacture.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Especially once Shake and Bake came out. Shit.
Shit.
You would think there'd be a lot more meth fires, though. With, like, meth heads being the ones cooking most of the meth. You'd think they'd fuck up more, but I guess it's like the one thing they make sure they don't fuck up.
Yeah, they're real careful about that.
Yeah.
My dude had his roommate burn down their fucking apartment complex making meth in there. This was years ago, back when he used to do meth.
Yeah.
It was before I did it.
When I lived in Georgia, I had an uncle that was experimenting and trying to make it, and I was like the guinea pig. He would just mix like fucking, he got like bought the formula and like approximated the chemicals in it. So he would look up and like find like, oh, there's whatever this chemical is also in car batteries. So he like would get chemicals out of a car battery and then mix it with like other shit. And then I would try it, and it was always just tasted like chemicals. Eventually, there was a batch that was up for like 3 days.
Wow! And you were a kid when this happened, right?
15, 16, yeah. 14, man. 15. Yeah, the meth guinea pig. It seems to be a more sadder story for the people that it didn't happen to.
you're seeming right, yeah. Yeah, we're sad. Sad for you, Chris. Sorry.
Yeah, good times. Good times.
Poor fat fucking pig faggot.
Yeah, I had to leave home for the weekend to get the good meth. Yeah, it was super prevalent in rural Georgia. That's why all those rednecks are so hardcore about shit. It's like all they've all been robbed by a meth head in their family.
Mm.
That's why they're all Law and Order and shit. They gotta send the cops out to get their goofy cousin Ray Ray that bring their lawnmower back every once in a while. Thin blue line. So, how are you guys? Jesus.
I'm still trying to figure out, like, how I would have developed and if I would have been as much of a dumpy fuck as you if I would have done meth when I was 15.
I think I'm killing it, considering everything.
Honestly, yeah. Like, if I heard about, like, some kid that happened to, I'd expect him to be way, way worse off, you know? Yeah. It's like all sorts of, like, brain bubbles and shit.
I would expect a stabbier Marlin, yeah.
I have a home and stuff. Doing all right.
Pulling through. Goodbye.
I have a friend who is a engineer that used to do meth, so you're, you know.
Anything.
You could
possible.
Be better, too.
don't go patting yourself on the back that much,
yeah, unless
man.
I get too out of control here.
I hope your blood pressure gets as high as your cholesterol.
It already is. It's all good.
If you put your ear to Kyle's chest, there's just a constant alarm ringing. It's like, everything's panicking in there.
You hear the ocean and fat.
You hear the ocean and fat?
Yeah.
What does fat sound like? I imagine like... Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, real round sounds.
It's the fat sounds like when you put more
sounds
than
like
one...
Sounds like a fourth mic on a podcast.
Damn.
I didn't hear what you said.
Sounds like most of the mics on a podcast.
That's true.
I was going to say it sounds like when you put two Twinkies in your mouth in the same time and start chewing, that sound.
A real thick.
Yeah.
A dinner bell?
I'd love to have a dinner bell.
It sounds like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Add that to the wish list.
Battle so rap, Bob Dylan and shit.
You said that meth, the car battery meth tastes very chemically. What does good meth taste like? I'm assuming it also tastes like chemicals.
No, well, I mean,
no.
It tastes like drugs. Like there's a drug taste, like coke or meth or what. Like there's just they just have their own taste.
So meth tastes like coke?
No, meth tastes like meth.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's, like,
you know,
what?
if it tastes right, it shouldn't taste like anything but burning.
Okay, so yeah, I was gonna say, you know, like, give me like, I'm obviously you're not gonna be able to describe it perfectly, but like when they're like, ooh, it has notes of this. Does it have notes of sticking your like tongue to a battery? Does it have notes of you know, like that chalky, waxy drug taste?
Well, not really, but if I had to say one, I guess it would be like sulfur.
Okay.
Like a kind of a sulfury thing, but also it's just a distinct, like, it's only that thing.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
It's to the point where if you've tasted it, like if you tasted really good meth and then like somebody tries to fuck with your shit, you can tell somebody's fuck with your shit because it doesn't taste right.
You can tell if it's been
taste.
Can you smell good meth? For instance, like a bag of weed, you can be like, oh shit, this is fire, son. Can you get meth and smell it and be like, what is this bunk shit you're selling me?
No, but once you do it, you can tell if, like, if you taste it, you can tell if there's something in it that's not supposed to be there, like baking soda or whatever.
Crest.
Yeah, whatever it would be cut with.
Ooh.
Crest was probably my least favorite.
Yeah.
God damn it, they put toothpaste in the meth again. God damn it.
It was not a good night.
They're not using it for anything else.
Yeah.
We got all this leftover fucking toothpaste.
Yeah. Let's put it in the meth so it's minty fresh. Nope, that's not what happened.
Yeah, I guess the original question, like chemically, it tastes like it tasted more chemically like the way that like an actual skunk is a distinct, like it smells like weed, but it's not, you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And like you can tell if somebody's selling you like really weird weed when you taste it. Same thing with meth.
Yeah. I mean, it's been 20 years, but 25 years. I don't know how old I am. I'll be 40 at the beginning of next year.
Uh-huh.
When you smoked meth, did it cleanse the mouth of the cum that you had to suck the dick for to get the money to do the meth? Did it, like, cancel that out?
No,
like
I wasn't.
Ginger, kidding. Like with sushi? You gotta cleanse your palate, you know.
Yeah, I hadn't faced that yet.
Oh yeah, there's the whole economic model of scarcity and what you have to do there. Since there was so much meth, in rural Georgia. No dick sucking required.
Oh, nah, fair. I'm sure people were, but I never for had fun. To. I never had to. I mean, I lived with.
And I'm not saying you in general, like Jeremy could have been the one that was blowing people for meth. I don't know. I didn't mean to ad hom attack you personally.
I
mean,
I liked meth, but not enough to blow somebody for it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it just never came up. I didn't have a job yet or anything like that. You just would hang out with whoever got paid that week or I don't know. You just figure it out. There was always somebody always had it though. I was around all the older people around me were like bikers and shit at the time.
It's the perfect little place for you.
Folks with club names on the back of their jackets.
Grim Reapers. People think bikers. People think Judas Priest. You think of them for the not so obvious reason.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of Judas Priest. Judas Priest's a little leather daddy for like Southern bikers. It's a lot more denim than tight leather. You know.
Well, all right. Judas that Priest theory.
Judas Priest would have looked a little queer to these folks.
Well, I mean, it just amused me when Rob Halford came out as gay and they were like, I can't believe Judas Priest is gay. It's like, have you seen how they've been dressing? You idiots. Yeah.
We thought
he's
it was
wearing
cool.
A leather vest with a biker hat.
We just thought he was tough.
He just looked like one of the village people were willing to punch someone. Yeah. People were shocked by Freddie Mercury too. Which is insane. Watch him perform for 5 seconds.
Freddie Mercury is gay?
He died of AIDS. In the 80s, you don't get gayer than dying from AIDS.
That was from sharing drug needles with a bunch of hot bitches.
Hell yeah.
Hey, this is bi erasure. Freddie Mercury was bi.
I was about to say he was actually very bisexual. Which just means he loved fucking bitches too.
Hell yeah, dude. Freddie Mercury rocks.
He showed up and he said, I will fucking suck and lick and stick anyone in this fine nation. And everyone said, okay, do it. We fucking dare you. That was an actual quote from Freddie Mercury.
Can you do a Rami Malek?
No, I can't.
Oh, that's a shame.
I didn't see that, but what a mess that movie seemed to be, though. I saw one clip where, like, in a minute, they had, like, 27 different cuts, like, from, like, camera to camera to camera. It was nauseating.
For the longest time, Borat was supposed to play Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Biopics don't really... I think the one that seemed the most authentic without actually knowing for sure was Walk the Line. Because he comes off like a prick in big parts of his life in that. Which I think makes me feel like it's more accurate.
Fair enough.
I mean, Notorious, he was selling crap to pregnant women.
Yeah, but
they made him seem like super awesome dude outside of that. Like,
that's why he seemed like an awesome dude.
It's yo, mom's does some mashed potatoes, yo. She throws away a bunch of crackhead under his bed. That's good.
I haven't seen that one.
No, it's good. It's very, if you like hip hop, it was fun. It was a fun one.
I haven't seen the NWA movie yet either.
That was good. It was fun.
I think we're getting a clear picture of the kind of cinema you partake in, Chris. must be of a certain color.
No, I saw white chicks.
White chicks had its moments.
What am I going to do? I watch black movies. On Pornhub.
You didn't say a specific auteur. You don't have to say black.
Yeah, you don't have to. Specify it.
I'm guilty conscious.
You could just throw out a movie.
I've seen stuff with Chris Rock in it.
Okay. I believe you.
In Living Color.
Yeah.
Not in a movie, but okay.
Campbell Soup commercials.
Fuck them.
Talk to callbacks.
What are they doing eating soup?
What are you eating soup? Soup for white people. You heard it here. From my father.
This show really rewards long-time listeners.
We really do. You're welcome, Chris. Clem.
They're going to eat all the fucking soup, and we're only going to have porridge left.
Here's the thing. I don't think I've ever seen my father ever eat fucking soup.
Fuck him. Fuck your dad. You don't even like soup.
Fuck him. Fuck your dad. No, yeah, no.
Nah, he could be a pretty good guy for a racist. I don't know.
No. I don't like soup.
Your mom ran away with another lady. Of course he's going to be a bigot.
Yeah, how tolerant is he going to be?
So, like, everyone different is the enemy because I've been emasculated.
Exactly.
Tabba, I assume your dad doesn't wear a mask at Walmart and he gets mad when he gets asked to leave.
No, he's actually taking this very seriously because I get all of my anxiety from him. So he's just convinced he's going to die. He's got like COPD and shit.
So sure. Yeah, your dad, I don't really say fuck your dad, by the way. I don't know him.
No, you can say fuck. You're allowed to say fuck my dad.
You can tell those guys in the stores and when you're in the store and shit that are like pissed that they're wearing a mask.
It's on the eyes.
They're so embarrassed that they had to admit that it's possible for them to die. Just like mumbling stuff about Trump 2020 under their mask. Fuck fucking media.
How about this week? Has anyone go fucking nuts in any store they've been in or anything?
No, I haven't seen anybody.
Same.
I did watch a kid. I quit the restaurant that I've been working at, and My last night I was out front smoking a cigarette and I watched this kid in it, like young kid and his girlfriend go in and he pulled out his mask, was like, guess I gotta be politically correct now. Like rolling his eyes about putting it on. Which is great culmination of the last 5 years is like, first they didn't want me calling anybody the N-word and now I gotta stop spreading a disease.
PC the audacity.
Police. First they came for the N-word.
and then said nothing. And then they came for faggot, and I still said nothing.
All right. Well, they, I don't know if you remember, there was a, I mean, I've heard the argument, it's like, they can say it, why can't we? Like, there was a small group of vocal people about that, and they still use the N-word.
They shut down when you ask them, like, why? Why do you want to use it so bad? What context do you want to use it in?
Yeah. I have black friends.
I have black friends, and I want to show them that they are my friends by calling them this terrible word.
Just want to fit in.
This is from my campaign speech to be able to use the word.
How many people that make that argument do you think just like they only hang out with black people and they just feel so left out? I don't think it's any of them. I don't think any of them are coming at that angle.
I don't think it's any of them.
Someone have a CB radio on in the background?
Yes.
That's cool.
Over.
No, that's the sound of fat, probably.
That's what it sounds like.
I went to a Family Dollar yesterday. And while I was in there, this dude walks by and he's with his girlfriend. And he goes, man, he says, why am I pushing around a cart from Save-A-Lot? And I look, he comes by me and it was a fucking Save-A-Lot cart at the Family Dollar.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I was like, they're just out here robbing each other. I started laughing. He was laughing. And then his girlfriend says, don't laugh at him. He's not funny. And I was like, oh, shit. And I laughed harder.
She's going to kick your ass.
She got mad, but I was like, how do you not think this is funny at all? Why are you mad at him?
I love shit like that.
And it made my day. I've been telling everybody about it. You go to Family Dollar on Harvard, they're stealing their carts. They don't give a shit.
We really did have an apocalypse.
Don't laugh at him. He's not funny.
And she got offended because I laughed. I was like, what are you talking about? This is the funniest thing I've seen in months.
Actually, she's gonna pop Kyle in the fucking mouth.
Imagine that being in a coma for the last couple of years and you wake up and we're like, it's crazy out here. The world ended and the shopping carts are all mixed up now.
You know that woman got so mad because she knew that like later that night he'd say something else. And she'd be like, shut the fuck up. You're not funny. And he'd be like, that guy at the dollar store thought I was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
She's never going to hear the end of that.
She's like, that guy was fat. Those people are always laughing.
Yeah.
Fuck out of my house.
Fat people are always laughing. Fat.
Jolly.
I want to go back. Well, I'm not going to go tonight. I probably won't go tomorrow. But I'm going to go back this week sometime, and I'll report back if that cart is still in circulation.
Yeah, it's just a one-off.
Yeah, see if they've picked up any Target carts or.
No, there's not Targets. Or... I mean, I'm assuming that somebody pushed it from. The Save-A-Lot to the Family Dollar, and then, you know.
Yeah.
They were too high and left their cart, or who knows what happened, but it's there. I think
want to get one from Aldi's and take it to a scrapyard and see if they get more than a quarter.
Hell yeah. Well, what, you could even bust that thing off, and then you'd at least make a quarter.
That's true.
No, there's no quarter in it to begin with. Never mind. I'm stupid.
No, no, you're right. You have to have the quarter in it to steal it. Because it would be connected to the others.
Yeah, but it'd be your quarter. So you didn't really earn anything.
You could sell it for 50 cents and double your money.
That is true.
I got a new game.
I'm so confused by your Aldi math.
What are you confused about?
You put a quarter in it, you take it, you sell it for 50 cents, you've got twice as much money.
Or you can scrap it. You'll probably get like $3 out of it.
Yeah. I was just looking for the bare minimum.
Do you think that's why they got those plastic carts at Target? People were scrapping them?
Yeah, that's probably why a lot of them switched.
I mean, you think about it, it's way easier to see that somebody's clearly stolen a shopping cart when it's bright red.
Yeah, but the scrapyard don't give a shit. They melt everything down. They don't give a fuck what you bring. You just bring a fucking U-Haul full of metal in there and toss it out, and they just pay you the weight difference.
Well, they're fairly picky on stolen shit. Or if you got a good one that's not, you know, let me know. But like somebody dumped a bunch of like things from the rail. They went to a railroad track and stole a bunch of plates. They're fucking heavy. They dumped them on our property. And I took one of them to the scrapyard. I'm like, hey, will you guys accept these? Somebody dumped them on my property. And they were like, basically like, fuck you. You stole these. We're going to call the cops. Get the fuck out of here. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. So they wouldn't take them. They would have got very handsome amount of money if so. Is Nick Yurick wearing a halter top?
No, that's not Nick Yurick.
No, okay.
Just
I barely caught it, and I was like, oh, okay. Somebody walked behind Jeremy. It wasn't Nick.
Looking good, Nick.
I mean, to be fair, Nick does look good in a halter top.
Yeah, have you guys seen him in lingerie yet?
I haven't. I meant to tune in to the Sad Boys thing this week, but it was out of I think I was at work or something.
I watched a few minutes of it, and then I got bored and turned it off. No, I had somewhere to be. But I was going to – I want to sit down and watch
it. I watched it for a minute. All the way through. I could not stand the sight of your faces.
So. Yeah. This hour is enough. No, I was going to sit down and watch it when I had time to watch the whole thing through.
Yeah, so you haven't seen Nick at his sexiest yet.
Yeah.
No, I watched the opening. What was it? The murder hornet fence thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Defense.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
How many are you guys gonna start producing those? Like, what, once a month or like what's? They're turning out great. I'm working on a similar project actually with somebody else, but yeah, the two of them now, they look good. Are you guys going to do it on a regular basis, I'm assuming? Or
yeah, we're trying to. I don't think we have like a set like time frame, but we did the first one and then the second one just kind of came together not really with too much of a plan until we were like, wait, we've got enough stuff for like another special really. But now we're going into the third one with more of like a focus to actually like make it like the other two. So we'll see when it comes out, but I can definitely see us just sticking with this format for a while.
Yeah, you guys belted that second one out pretty quick. It seemed anyways.
Yeah, we tried. I mean, I don't know. It's just... We don't really have many other distractions, so it's been really easy to just get shit fucking done and put together.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Who all is still kind of quarantined? Everybody?
Yeah. I've been working the whole time, so.
Yeah.
I mean, out of the sad boys.
I mean, we've been meeting, like, probably close to a month now, maybe.
Yeah, oh, man, I'm going to call the cops.
But we've been, like, Kristen's got a pretty big, like, living room and basement that we can all spread out in, and we've been wearing masks, and we've been out in the backyard, too. But that's literally the only other thing I do. I'm not back to, like, retail work yet, so I'm not working with the public. So besides, like, going to the grocery store, just, like, meeting once a week is, like, all I do.
Yeah, it's pretty much my only social interaction aside from occasionally I'll go see my niece and nephew. But there's, you know, that's rare.
Yeah. Yeah, I, like Kyle, I've been working a lot, but I don't hang out anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, from what I don't know, my opinion, you just use some caution when you're out in public and just don't be a dick and throw on a mask, you know? It's just, I don't think you have to completely, like, if you don't want to leave, don't leave. But, you know, you can use some precaution and use some common sense and, you know.
Exactly.
But the problem is the other people, the fucking nut jobs that are out there. So I try to avoid any places where they are at. But I do that anyway. Minus, like, COVID. So
I was thinking about it, just being like, yeah, you know, like I could probably like go here or there, you know, just like wearing my mask, having hand sanitizer, I'm good. But then just like thinking about just like the sheer number of people that just, like, probably wouldn't be giving a fuck that I'd be putting myself around. I'm just like, fuck it. I have very little money. Why would I want to go out and spend it, like, in a place that's just going to make me fucking freak out? It's just people don't care. I just want to flock there.
Yeah. I've had people over to the house, but I haven't really went it. Like, I've went, like, and ate on a patio a couple times, but not really...
Mm-hmm.
Not really too much. Not like I would have in the past.
Yeah, it's,
I can't tell you how long it's been since I've eaten out of a truck. I completely avoid troughs at this point.
I know that's difficult. I know that's your native, serving vessel.
Right. So this is, it's been like 4 or 5 months almost so far. We just at the big corporate place that I work at got decent masks, like reusable masks, this like 4 months into it.
Jesus.
Yeah. And they're branded. They got the company logo on them.
Well, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Branded. We had a mask like the next day.
Yeah, I mean, they had disposable ones out for a while, but the reusable ones, like, that are part of the uniform just got, like, they just started giving those this past week.
Hey, Shlee, they think you look like Nick in a halter top.
What?
You heard me.
What?
You're walking She's behind offended. Me and it's like, why is Nick in an halter top?
Why me? There's so many different ways about that.
See, look what you've done, Kyle.
See, you twisted my words. I said, was that Nick in a halter top? I was going to comment about how, like, natural and like blemish free his skin looked. I assumed he was more of a disgusting human being with his shoulders, but
Hey, Nick, looking good. I thought your shoulders would be a whole lot more fucking gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick, I was going to see if Nick wanted to go to Golden Corral.
It was like, hey, you get some chocolate fountain, girl.
Invite him to the trunk.
Biscuit World. Yeah, ask Nick about Biscuit World. Do you guys know what Biscuit World is?
No.
There's a fast food restaurant. Yeah.
We were invited to go to Biscuit World the morning we left West Virginia, but we all just wanted to go home.
Biscuit World? I don't know about Biscuit World.
When were you in West Virginia?
A couple years ago for a show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a fast food restaurant based around biscuits.
Oh, hell yeah.
It sounds wonderful.
I've had it a half dozen times.
That was Nick in the background that time.
No, it was not Nick in the back. Jesus Christ. You're going to get a complex.
Slender. No. Not that walked by. He was in the kitchen. He has very slender, feminine shoulders.
Nick is okay.
Bro, I'm looking at these biscuits.
I had it once. I thought it was the best thing I've ever had. And then the next time, I was like, this is miserable.
Oh, no.
So I don't know. I don't know what the jury's still out for me on Biscuit World.
I don't know if I like it. Sonic. Like Sonic, every 5 or 6 years, I find myself at a Sonic, and I think this is going to be awesome, and I order all kinds of shit. And then I eat it. All I want to do is just throw it up.
Yeah.
It's just immediately, as soon as I take the last bite, all I want to do is vomit it back out.
You're 100% allowed to. That's how I got through most years.
Sonic is goddamn awful. And I don't understand why they're allowed to be awful.
It's like drinking alcohol. You forget how sick you are afterwards every time. You just think about all the fun you had eating Sonic. And you don't think about the Sonic hangover.
I guess not.
I've had the soda that's called Ocean Water. You guys familiar with the Ocean Water? It's good, but that's the only thing I've ever had from there.
Yeah, I would only like go to Sonic for like their fountain drinks, probably. Everything else I've had there has been gross. Even like their
milkshakes. I don't even know where there's one at.
There was one in Brunswick for like a hot second, I think.
It went out of business?
Probably.
I recently
really bad food.
I don't remember where I was, but I recently saw a similar place, but they were actually using roller skates.
God damn.
They're bringing back that kind of stuff. It wasn't authentic, though, because they didn't have sections, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I miss smoking sections, too, but...
Oh, no. They only had one water fountain.
Oh, well, you're right. Not as authentic as it could be.
Have I told you guys, I just realized this, really, in the last few years, that where I went to elementary and high school in Georgia, they still had side-by-side water fountains, and no one ever brought it up. Like, why they, but it was a school, these buildings were from, like, the 50s and 60s, and, like, they still had two of them, and I guess assumed that, you know, it was just, like, if someone was using the other one, there was still one open, but, originally, you know, what those were for. That's right, boys and girls. They kept them separate in those days.
You don't want to get cooties.
That's right. It's a cootie shield.
Now to think of it, like, because I've been in newer schools, and they don't double up the water fountains anymore. But they, I just realized that I think my grade school had the same thing.
Same. And they always, like, they told us, I think their excuse was that, like, they were at different heights. And they're like,
yeah,
oh,
well, that's...
And they were just, they try to just be like, oh, one's for, like, taller kids, one's for shorter kids.
Yeah.
And we were children.
That might be the truth. That might be the truth.
It might be.
You see two water fountains in buildings now, the short one and the tall one, in newer buildings.
Yeah, yeah. The taller ones are for basketball players. No,
I always thought it was them being inclusive because the short ones are for, like, all the kids in wheelchairs.
That's a good point. It's almost as though the lower ones were symbolically lower for people they thought were lower than them.
You'd think.
I don't know if the water fountains are racist or not.
I'm 100% sure that that's why there were two of them. They were like, one of these are for soup eaters.
Yeah, but wasn't that school built before they were even allowed to, before school was integrated, or no?
No, I mean, I guess if the building, maybe the 60s, then they would have been integrated, but still had two water fountains. I'm just telling you, all over Georgia, if you see a water fountain, you see two water fountains.
Yeah, there, I believe you. I totally believe you.
Yeah, like, still operable, which is the crazy part, but I guess it's heritage. They always, they come from a long line of people with two water fountains.
You should go just start tearing down the short water fountains all over Cleveland, Chris. Prove a point.
Maybe I will. They said one of those water... fuck, never mind. I had a joke, but I can't remember how I was going to say it. Now it'll sound too racist if I say it.
Fair enough.
It was a lot more subtle than the... Yeah. I'm going to pass on it.
Do what you must.
Yeah, still, they still have it. What about you guys? Do you guys remember anything with racist origins from school?
I do not. Remember anything that was, like, overtly racist in my childhood.
They had two urinals, and one of them was lower, and that one was definitely for the black dudes.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
They're big-ass dicks.
That's the joke.
That's the joke. They have big dicks.
The joke is... This water,
this water sure is cold. It's deep, too.
Jesus.
There was a kid on my football team, and he's a black dude, and he had a very small penis. So,
doesn't hold true across the board.
No, I'm sure it doesn't.
Nothing really does.
But I never even thought about how ironic that is. Yeah, whatever.
The only thing that is really across the board is that almost all Asian people can fly. They just won't let you see them do it. It's the God's honest truth.
Hmm. I think the most racist thing, at least... in my school growing up was me. And I was just doing it to get a rise out of people.
Yeah. Were you wearing swastikas and stuff?
No,
You heard it here. Like Jeremy that. Used to wear swastikas at school.
I had one of those anti-swastika patches that I pinned on my jacket. That was in high school. Like prior to that, I was like real mean because I hated everybody.
Did you call everyone slurs?
Oh, I used a few slurs.
Yeah.
I thought I was fighting back. I was just fighting dirty.
So you used to be racist, is what you're saying?
No, I used to say racist things. I still say racist things. It makes me happy. I love it when people get upset about things they can't control.
If you've never been in traffic with Jeremy, you haven't thought about every part of American History X.
Damn.
Well, I had my headphones off. I missed all that. Was it about how Jeremy's racist?
Yeah.
I figured as much.
Yeah.
Is that Nick Yurig with black frame glasses behind you, Tabitha?
Do you want to know so you could tell him how fucking like nuttable his skin is or something?
Yeah, dude.
Hey, are you Nick Yurik with black frame glasses behind me?
What?
Say yeah. Kyle wants to say you got nice skin.
Yeah, yes. Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, very feminine features.
you have very feminine features. Like beautiful shoulders and a halter top.
Okay.
Enough of that. Okay.
Now I want to see a sketch where Nick Yurik is dressed as Carmen Sandiego.
You might see that.
It can be arranged.
He's writing a Carmen Sandiego sketch.
What are the odds?
Yes.
In the world is Nick Yurik.
West Virginia.
I'm over here. Now I'm over here. It used to be over there.
I love it.
But when you really think about it, is there a here or there? Aren't we all just here? Esoteric. Get it?
Very esoteric, but I get it.
Abstract. There's Nick Yurik. Now he's at my house.
Is that Nick Yurik with Beetlejuice makeup on?
Yep.
I think somebody in my neighborhood tried to commit suicide yesterday, and there was all kinds of ruckus outside of my house.
Curses.
Yeah.
They tried to commit loud suicide.
What's that?
Suicide by ruckus?
Yeah.
Fuck it worked. That's not going to go out.
I don't know. I don't even know which house it was, but it's something crazy. I've never seen anything like that.
I'm going to die loud as fuck. I don't know how, but I think I want it to be loud.
Me too, man. But it'll probably be sleep apnea. Just a loud snore and then just...
Yeah, me too.
If you're upright when you die, Kyle, it will be loud from you just hitting the floor.
Yeah, oh, Kyle, you fat ass bitch.
Yeah, Kyle, you fat bitch.
Jurassic Park ripple in our cups. We know Kyle's. Okay, have you guys seen Kyle? Has anybody checked with him?
Kyle has fallen.
Kyle shrugged.
All right, y'all.
Y'all sleepy, y'all tired.
I have some frozen custard to eat.
Ooh, hell yeah.
I'm always tired.
That's my secret, Cap. I'm always tired. Because Jeremy was an Avenger.
Yeah.
Pretty much. He just takes a nap. It's very anticlimactic, the Avengers movie.
Well.
What is all right, y'all? The new sign off?
No, that was my cue that we should wrap soon.
Okay. I thought maybe we should do it organically.
Well, I'm trying. I'm trying not to do an hour episode.
No, Jeremy, fuck you. That'll do, pigs.